The school board's most recent meeting began with the sounds of Heather Kahn's Head Start class. Kahn's students had been working on a variety of Tlingit dances and songs, and the meeting was an opportunity for the children to show off what they had learned. After the presentation, the board got down to business, approving a series of policy changes ranging from school safety to the contracts for some new employees. Most of the policy alterations were minor and mainly concerned with syntax and grammar. However, a few were more substantive. There's new wording that calls for expeditious enforcement and disciplinary action when there are violations of district policies or state and local laws. The new language gives administrators somewhat less leeway in that it says they shall take action rather than they may take action. Security checks for hiring personnel were also overhauled. Candidates for employment must not have been convicted of a felony or any act that would constitute a crime of moral turpitude. In addition, the board specified restrictions on any offense involved in contributing to the delinquency of a minor in the past 10 years. Board President Jean Ellis.
Well, the committee did add the delinquency of a minor within the last 10 years. We add that language because we felt sometimes people can contribute to the delinquency of a minor when they're 21 and the minor is 18, and that can, you know, cause problems for their entire life. We thought 10 years after would be sufficient time for them to have grown up, yes.
All changes were approved unanimously with no objections from the public. The board also voted for new social studies textbooks for the middle and high schools, and they approved changes to the overall science curriculum. Victor Troutman, a science teacher at the high school, explained the relevance of the changes.
Some of the things that are different is this whole curriculum now is aligned to the state GLEs, grade level expectations, which is not a complete science curriculum, but it is what the state school board basically says every student needs to be aware of. So the GLEs are very specific. They are not a complete curriculum. If, for example, in physical science, if I just taught the GLEs, I would wonder what I would do for the other half of the school year. Of course, we teach the rest of the science, and which is not testable, but just real science, which is the investigation pieces that are, you don't test that stuff.
The board granted one student an early graduation request, and they discussed the attendance policy after a student, Joe Sorlingo, raised an issue about the difference between excused and unexcused absences.
My policy issue is that extracurricular participants, when they travel out of town, they are not marked absent on their permanent record. And Viking Swim Club members, on the other hand, are being marked on their permanent record. And because it's not considered a school-sponsored activity. But what I don't understand is that the school decides whether I can participate or not by academics and behavioral standards. And it says it's not a school-sponsored activity, but it seems that they are controlling the matter whether I can participate or not.
The board took no action on that concern Tuesday. Board President Ellis said the group needed to discuss the implications of a possible change to the absence policy before making any necessary adjustments. Finally, the board approved the appointment of a second grade teacher and an elementary counselor for the 2009-2010 school year. In addition, it voted in favor of extra duty contracts for volleyball, cross country, and swimming and diving. In Petersburg, I'm Alex Sotz.